He noticed the boy looking at the piano, a Fender Rhodes Electric.
"Sit down on that piano stool," he said. "You like music?"
"Yes, sir."
"What's your name?"
"Larry Nolan."
"How old are you?"
16.
"Nolan," thought the bleeder. He remembered something about that family with the names. "What's your whole name?"
he asked. "Larry Lyme, Beacon of Time, Reckon and Breathe on Me, Nolan." He raised an eyebrow. "They call me Larry Lyme."
"Good Lord. Who named you all that?"
"Aunt Marzi, my grandma. She named us all."
"Can you play that Rhodes?"
"Rhodes?"
"That piano."
Larry Lyme looked at the keys. "A little bit," he said. "Lady at church showing me some stuff."
"Which church?"
"Liberty Day, AME.
"You know scales?"
"Yes, sir. Some."
"Well, play me B-flat scale on that. Up 2 octaves and back. Left hand."
"I ain't tried B-flat that much. I can do a C, G, or F."
"Do one."
Larry Lyme played the C major scale up and back.
"Okay. Now play me a tune."
Larry Lyme played What a Friend We Have in Jesus, one finger bass notes with the left hand, a straightforward arrangement. It was steady, no mistakes.
"That's good. I can get you doing that one like Professor Longhair, and like some other people."
The bleeder started in on something, tapping his heel and playing guitar, and on top of it he started singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Larry Lyme had never heard the likes. It didn't just move up and down. It moved out and back.
"Can you do a C minor scale?"
asked the bleeder. "I can't do no minors yet."
"Let me just show you something."
He lifted his guitar and strap from around his neck, placed the guitar on its stand, slid his chair over, and played an E blues scale on the piano.
"Can you play that?"